Chaz and AJ News.
East Haven comes up big for a veteran who got screwed hard and not in a good way. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's start with East Haven Police Sergeant Mulhern. Good morning, Mulhern.
Good morning, all. Thanks morning. For having me.
Morning.
Mulhern. Thanks for what you do every day.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. You guys also.
Bring us through this story.
All right, so it was Tuesday, normal patrol day. I heard Officer Tran was getting dispatched to the Quality Inn for a party, unwanted party at that time, because, we frequently go there for this. Somebody's credit card or payment, is insufficient funds at that point, and they want them removed from the premise. I arrived. Officer Tran had already made contact with Mr. Chapman, and he was piling his belongings outside the actual hotel. So
it's a Vietnam veteran.
Right.
Right.
Robert, we don't know that. Right. We don't know that at that point.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
So basically, I got out of the car and said, Officer Trent, what's going on? Can I help you out? He's like, he says his credit card's insufficient. So then Mr. Chapman comes outside and he yells, this is crazy. I'm a veteran. And I looked at Officer Trent and said, he's a veteran. He says, that's the first I heard. He then takes his cards out and his credentials out and says, yes, I'm a veteran. So at that point, Officer Trent said, Sarge, can I go back to my car and make some phone calls and make some, try to make some contacts here, because we can't leave him here. And I said, no, that's absolutely right. Go ahead. So all the legwork and the hard work was done by Officer Trent. He made numerous phone calls. After a couple hours, he finally made contact that he was going to get, someone was going to get back to him that evening, like around, 8 or 9 o'clock. So I asked Mr. Chapman, had he eaten? He said, not in days. So the three of us would say, all right, let's just go over to Chili's and get him something to eat.
Oh,
but after talking to the manager, she said, fine, I'll take care of it. But she never said that she was going to make three meals. So she prepped three meals for him, waters, salads, everything. We brought that back, and we made contact with the Quality Inn and said, basically, look, we're doing everything we can. We can't put him in the street with his dog. There's no way. So they said, no, we'll step up also. We'll house him overnight. So we arranged that. Officer Trent consistently was in contact with people on hotlines and everything, and then finally made a great contact with the Columbus House, who called later that evening, and I got a phone call from Officer Trent, said we have to have Mr. Chapman there at 9:30 on Wednesday morning. So I said, okay, we'll make it happen. Then contacted the public works director and said, can we get a pickup truck? Because he had about a half a pickup truck worth of belongings at that time. He said, sure. So along with the public works and another officer, we transported Mr. Chapman down to La Quinta, where he was met with open arms and they took his belongings. And since then, what you guys see now, this is where we are. He's got a roof over his head. He's got the outreach from the community has been absolutely ridiculous. Everything from, want to give him money to give him belongings, food, rooms. I guess La Quinta has been getting a lot of phone calls to pay for the room, such as that. So everybody, it's a joint effort, everybody out, but outstanding job by Officer Tren to take the initiative to, just not leave him there. Obviously, I don't think anybody would want to see a veteran sit outside with his dog on his belongings.
Absolutely, no.
Any time of year, but especially around Thanksgiving, when you should be around family.
Yep.
Yeah, and the dog, he worried
Lulu.
About feeding the dog. Yeah,
Lulu.
More, he was worried about the dog food and feeding the dog than feeding himself, which was the crazy part about it, which was how much love, and that was his therapy dog. That's what he told us. He was giving that dog.
Sergeant Mulhern with the East Haven Police Department is on. You know what I believe would be another level for Mr. Chapin would be a pitcher with the softball trophy that's at the fire department now.
Yes.
I think the fire department should get that trophy over to the East Haven Police Department so there'd be a picture taken.
Stat.
Yeah.
I'll try to put that into motion, but from the last time I heard it was chained to a radiator
The
fire chief's office.
Right.
He won't let it go.
Yeah. All right, so bolt cutters at Home Depot.
Okay, now let's get back to serious now. We have Robert on the phone. Hello, Mr. Chapin.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your service, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Chapin, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good. The question is, how are you, sir?
Exactly.
I'm fine, and my dog's fine.
Good.
Good.
That's awesome.
So what happened? What brought you here to Connecticut from Texas?
Well, I came up here to visit a certain lady, and it didn't work out the first time around, but I believe in a couple of weeks I'll marry that lady.
Well, there you go. Really? See? He ain't giving up that easy.
Be careful.
Is she on pay? Board with us?
She's all behind it. She's wanting to get married too, so that's going to work out pretty good.
Okay, good.
Very good. And you're good. But you have a place to stay.
I appreciate it. I want to tell everybody out there, everybody, when you see a veteran, I don't care what war, but when you see a veteran out there and he's struggling, help him. All he wants is a little bit of help. He doesn't want give-me's or anything like that, but he wants a little bit of help to give him a chance to make it. That's all he wants.
Absolutely.
You know, and you guys, everybody out here, we got to get along with each other. There's no such thing as color with human beings. If we could just treat each other like my dog treats a total stranger.
Yeah.
He treats a total stranger with love and affection. You know, that's the way we're supposed to treat each other. We're human beings. We're not animals. I don't understand this new generation. I'm 76 years old. I survived some hellacious deals. But that's my life, you know. Everybody out here, everybody that you meet in the street or down the road, everybody has a story. And they want to tell it to somebody. So give them, you know, just give everybody a chance to tell their story. You know, just be nice to one another.
That's a beautiful holiday sentiment.
It really is. Absolutely. It really is. Thank you.
It has nothing to do with holiday.
It should be every day.
It's every day.
Well, that's a prime example of what type of guy he is.
Yeah. Mr. Chapin, does Lulu need anything?
Yes, she does. She needs some grooming. She needs a bath, and she needs a coat. She's a southern dog. She's from Texas.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
And she doesn't have very much hair on her.
Too cold, yeah.
Cold.
Ashley, how have we been doing on the text messages and emails?
People, tribe members have been great. I've gotten at least half a dozen people reaching out to me offering grooming. They don't know she needs a coat yet. So if somebody has a dog coat, you know, I know they've trying to reach out to Robert directly as well, calling the hotel. So let's help Lulu.
I'll tell you what you do. You get a great big hunting glove, an insulated hunting glove, and you cut the fingers off, and that's about the size of a coat that she needs.
Wow.
She's little.
She's small.
Little Lulu, yeah.
Or you have big hands.
Pounds.
Yeah.
She only weighs 2 pounds, but she thinks she's a Rottweiler.
2 pounds?
We have to get her some food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get Barbie clothes.
She had a lot of food. Do you still have food for her? She had a lot of food that day we moved you.
Yeah, I still got some of that left, but she's not really into that. She likes cheap dog food.
Oh, gotcha.
Nah.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a diva.
I'm the same way. I'd rather just have a pizza than
cheap dog food.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Chapin, did the most important thing? Did you transfer your meteorite up into your new hotel?
I got my meteorite. That's going to be my headstone.
What's that now?
Your meteorite?
Yeah, I have a meteorite.
Wow,
a real one?
Yeah, wait, huh?
A real one.
A real one, yes.
Cool.
From outer space.
Which was it land in Texas?
I found it in Texas, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Man,
But it's going to be my headstone.
That's a keeper.
Ain't nobody going to get it.
Oh, no, they shouldn't. It's yours. You found it.
I found it. It's my...
We're getting
a lot... But it's about 90% metal.
We're getting a lot of phone calls here. Let me see if I can conference everybody in together. This is Dan in New Haven. Dan?
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
All right.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank
you guys do a hell of a lot, man. And you know what? It's like, I don't have a real lot. And because of the COVID shutdown and everything, my business took a hell of a beating. But you know what? People need help. And if I can help this guy out, I have a dog treat business. I make all natural dog treats, food, all kinds of snacks. If I can donate some stuff to him, I'll give him as much as I can, at least a couple weeks worth of stuff.
Cool.
Thank you.
How can I drop it off?
Hey, Robert, we just had someone, Dan's on the phone, and he's willing to donate some dog treats for Lulu.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
There you go, see?
I'm going to put you on hold. I think we have your contact info. Sergeant Mulhern, thank you, brother. Really nice work for everybody.
Thank you guys for all you do also.
Well, thank you.
Let me give a shout-out to the East Hampton Police Department.
Haven,
you're close.
We started out as enemies, and we ended up as friends.
That's nice.
Because of their attitude. And I appreciate everything they did for me.
Well, we appreciate what you did.
Give them a good shout out. There's some good people over there.
Yeah, we've been very good friends with them for a long time, and I agree with everything you just said. Great people. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Robert, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the beautiful message. And Sergeant Mulhern, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
What a Christmas moment here.
This is cool.
Wow, that was getting all tingly here, AJ.
Oh, my God! Yeah. You too,
what
huh?
A really cool story.
I thought I had some kind of a, you know, problem.
Well, you do.
I do, yeah.
That's a
whole another deal. That guy's a badass, man.
Yes, he
what
is.
A great message.
Yep.
And he corrected me, and rightfully so. It's not just a holiday message.
No, it's every day.
It's an everyday message.
Yep.